Welcome to a new session of Discovering God. Let's begin by catching up on how we are doing. Based on what has happened with you since last time we met, what is something you are thankful for? What has stressed you out this week? And what do you need for things to be better? What are the needs of the people in your community? And how can we help each other meet the needs we've expressed? What was the story last time we met? What did we learn about God and people? In our last meeting, you decided to apply what you learned. What did you do? And how did it go? Who did you share something with from the last story? How did they respond? We identified several needs last time we met and planned to meet those needs. How did it go? Now, let's listen to a new story from God.
From the book of Luke.
Once Jesus was in a certain place praying. As he finished, one of his disciples came to him and said, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." Jesus said, "This is how you should pray. Father, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. Give us each day the food we need and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation." Then, teaching them more about prayer, he used this story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him, "A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat." And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, "Don't bother me. The door is locked for the night, and my family and I are all in bed. I can't help you." But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. And so I tell you, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Now, let's have someone retell this passage in their own words, as though they were telling a friend who has never heard it. Let's help them if they leave anything out or add anything by mistake. If that happens, we can ask, "Where do you find that in the story? What does this story teach us about God, his character, and what he does? What do we learn about people, including ourselves, from this story? What do we learn from this story about being disciples? How will you apply God's truth from this story in your life this week? What is a specific action or thing you will do? Who will you share truth from this story with before we meet again? Do you know others who would also like to discover God's word in this app like we are? As our meeting comes to a close, let's decide when we'll meet again and who will facilitate the next meeting. This has been a good time together. We encourage you to make note of what you said you will do and to re-listen to the story in the days before we meet again. The facilitator can share the story text or audio if anyone doesn't have it. As we go, let's ask the Lord to help us.